Today's daf is Shabbos daf Kuf Lamed Aleph, and we have 13 lines from the bottom of daf Kuf Lamed Amid Beis Amar Abzera Amar Rav. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sara Aliza, Avram Ben Gittel, Shoshana Bas Esther Bela, Rav David Ben Shima, Chana Gittel Bas Brindel, Rafal Chaim Shayashov Ben Baba Chaya Rivka, Tzvi Ben Hinda, Yehuda Leib Chizkiyo Ben Basya, Elena Bas Chana, Chaim Biyama Mordechai Ben Ida, Chizkiyo Shloim Ziskin Ben Nechama, Yoitzev Tzvi Ben Chana Henela, Yerachmiel Tzvi Moshe Ben Chana, Rav Chaim Doiv Ben Krindel, Shoshana Tova Bas Esther, Michal Shoshana Bas Tova Adaso, and Chavez Serol Bas Chana Freida. Today's daf is also being learned Leilu Nishmas, Yechiel Yosef ben Tzvi Betzalel, Shloim Ezev and Avram Yitzchak, and Mordechai Ziskin ben Meir Elchanan. So yesterday we began the 19th parak of Masechet Shabbos, parak Rabbi Eliezer de Milo, which begins with Rabbi Eliezer's famous chiddush in Shas, which is that just like Mila is Doiches Shabbos, Mila Bizmanoi, Machshirei Mila are Doiches Shabbos as well. Meaning, if the Moyel forgot to bring his Izemel, and in order for him to get the Izemel to the Bris Mila, he would have to carry it through a Rishos HaRabim, it's okay. Because even though carrying Dalet Amos Rishos HaRabim is one of the Lamites Malachas, but he's doing it for the purpose of Bris Mila. And if Mila is Doiches Shabbos, Machshirei Mila are Doiches Shabbos as well. In the event the Moyel doesn't even have an Izemel, he's allowed to cut wood, make a fire, so that he'll be able to create an Izemel. Again, even though it involves Melachos, but being that he's doing it for Mila, Mila's Doiches Shabbos, Rabbi Eliezer's Shita is that Machshirei Mila are Doiches Shabbos as well. Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah argued. Rabbi Akiva said, no, Mila's Doiches Shabbos, but any Melacha that you could have done on Erev Shabbos, if you didn't do it Erev Shabbos, you have no right to do it on Shabbos. And even though from the Mishnah itself, it seems a little bit like it's a machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva, but in the Gemara, we saw that it wasn't just Rabbi Akiva that was of the opinion that Machshirei Mila are not Doiches Shabbos. The Gemara said, Yochid v'rabim halacha k'rabim. In other words, it's Rabbi Akiva, and really all the Chachamim were in agreement with Rabbi Akiva that even though Mila itself is Doiches Shabbos, Machshirei Mila is not going to be Doiches Shabbos. The Gemara said that just like according to the Chachamim, according to Rabbi Akiva, you're not allowed to carry an Izemel Derech Rishos HaRabim to bring it to a Bris Mila, even though you don't get it for a Bris Mila, because Machshirei Mila is not Doiches Shabbos. The same would be true if the Moyel had to carry the Izemel from one person's Rishos HaYachid to another person's Rishos HaYachid where there was no Eruve Chatzeres. In other words, just like Machshirei Mila is not Doicha Chil Shabbos Doiraisa, Machshirei Mila is also not Doicha Chil Shabbos Durabonim, a much bigger Chiddush. If the Moyel needs to take a Derech Rishos HaRabim, now you're getting involved in a Chil Shabbos Doiraisa. So I understand, Machshirei Mila is not Doicha Chil Shabbos Doiraisa, but the Chachamim took it a step further. They ratcheted it up a notch. And they said, not only is Machshirei Mila not Doicha Chil Shabbos Deiraisa, but it's also not Doicha Chil Shabbos Derabanan. You wouldn't be able to carry an Izemel for a Bris Mila if you were in a cul-de-sac where there was no Eruv Chatzeres, if you were in a Mavoy where there was no Shitufei Mavoyas. And that's something that requires Hesber. Because what essentially the Rabbanan are saying is that we have a right to tell you, because of our takanas chachamim, known as a ruvi chatzeres, we have a right to tell you that you're going to have to be mevatel bris mila. Tremendous chiddush. The rishonim struggle to properly understand the chiddush. We probably won't have time to get to it when we learn parak Rabbi Eliezer de Milo. But if you want to see a nice maramakim, a real shas maramakim, ayin ritva mesechtes Rosh Hashanah daflam et beis, where he talks about this in great detail. Either way, because of this nuance, where the Gemara said that according to the chachamim, not only is machshirei mila not doicha Dalet Amos Rishos HaRabim, not only is it not Doicha Hoitzah Midei Raisa, but it's also not Doicha Hoitzah Midei Rabbanon. So the Gemara digressed a little bit and got involved in the Halachos of Erevin. So this is the short blip in our Perek, where Perek Rabbi Eliezer de Milo meets the halachas of Erevin. So yesterday we discussed the halacha that even though you're not allowed to carry Mirshus HaYachid or Shus HaYachid without a Ruvei Chatzeres, you can't carry Mechatzel L'Chatzer without Shitufei Mavoyos, but that's only true for Kalim Sheshafsu Bebayas. But if you had a Keli that was in the Chatzer when the sun set on Friday night, Bein HaShmashes, so then the halacha would be you'd be allowed to carry it from one side of the Chatzer to another side of the Chatzer without a Ruvei Chatzeres. According to some Shitas in the Gemara, you'd be allowed to carry it from one Chatzer chatzer to a different chatzer. According to Rav Shimon, you can even take it from a chatzer to a gag, to a karfif, back to a karfif, back to a chatzer, back to a gag. They're all considered reshus achas as it relates to kelim sheshofsu b'chatzer. The Gemara's question was, what about as it relates to a mavoi? What if you have a whole bunch of chatzeres that open up into a common mavoi? In order to carry into that mavoi, you'd have to make a ruvei chatzeres, or being that we're dealing with a mavoi, you'd have to make shitufei mavois, because each chatzer was owned by the members of that koach, by the members of that chatzer, but the mavoi was owned by the members of all the different chatzeres. So it's a different ownership. Once it's a different ownership, in order to carry, even though it's mishus ayachid or shus ayachid, it doesn't matter, you'd have to make an eruv, you'd have to make a shituf. So the Gemara discussed the halacha, am I allowed to carry from one side of the mavoi to the other side of the mavoi on Shabbos, without shitufei mevoyos, without a proper lechi and a kaira, without following all the rules and regulations of Masechtas Erevin, assuming that the keli was shavas in the mavi itself. Meaning, just like by a chatzah, you have this halacha, that I'm allowed to take it from one side of chatzah to the other side of the chatzah, as long as the keli was shavas b'chatzah, even without an Erev. So do you say the mavi is the same thing? Or maybe a mavi is different. Why would it be different? So the Gemara suggested two reasons. Number one, a mavi looks a little like a rishus harabim, doesn't have dal mechitzas. Also, nobody really does anything in the mavi. The chatzah was a yard. People spent a lot of time in the chatzah, but less buhu diurim inside the mavi. So maybe it's going to be treated differently. That was the topic of the last 15 or so lines in the Gemara, and today's daf picks up, albeit briefly, on that note. Itmar, Amar Rav Zeira, Amar Rav. Rav Zeira said the name of Rav. Mavi shle nishtat fuboy. If there's a mavi where there was no shitof, ein metalfun boy, elav dalar ames. The halacha is, you're not allowed to carry more than dalar ames. What's the point? Even a keli that was shavas inside the mavi b'knisas ha-shabbos, you're not allowed to carry. You can't carry it more than dalar ames. Meaning, we treat the mavi on some rabbinic level as if it's an area where there's an iser tiltol, as if there was a shitof. So then it's one big rishos hayachid. Then you're allowed to carry it. But if there was no shitof, you wouldn't be metalto more than dalar ames. So the Gemara says, Amar Abaya. Abaya said, Hamil so Amar Rav Zeira. Rav Zeira said this over in the name of Rav Alei Pirsha, but he never explained it. And because Rav Zeira didn't explain it, Rav Zeira was a of Rav, he said over this halach in the name of his Rebbe Rav, but Abaya said Rav Zeira never explained it. And because he didn't explain it, we never knew what pshat in Rav's memra was. What is it, or when is it, or why is it that a mavi shalei nishtatfu boy ain't metalton by elav adalanams? Ad asir Rabbi Baravu appears until Rabbi Baravu came and he explained it. Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman said, Amar Rabbi Baravu in the name of Rabbi Baravu, Amar Rav in the name of Rav. So this is the statement of Rav that Rav Zeira said that didn't explain it. Now Rav Nachman says, I heard from Rabbi Baravu, also in the name of Rav, a hesber, and that is mavi shalei nishtatfu boy a ruvei chatzeres imbatim. If you have a mavi where there was no shitof, but there was an Eruv, then the halach is in metaltalim by elu b'dalanamis. Then you're not allowed to carry dalanamis. But loy irvu chatzeres and batim. But if there was no way ruve chatzeres either, mutl talta b'kuloy, then the halach would be that you are allowed to carry. So without really being immersed in Masechtas Erev, and this is a hard Gemara. But essentially, what Rav Baravu said was that the only time Rav said this halacha, that a mavish le nishtatfu by in metaltalim by elu b'dalanamis, this is a little counterintuitive. This halacha is only true in the event that there was an eruve chatzeris that was made between the houses and the chatzer. So you have the relationship between the houses and the chatzer, and then you have the relationship between the chatzeris and the mavoi. The houses and the chatzer need to make an eruv if you're going to carry from the house to the chatzer. The chatzeris and the mavoi need to make a shitof, which is the same word as eruv, albeit in the context of a mavoi, if you're going to carry from the chatzeris to the mavoi. It's the same exact thing. The relationship between the chatzer to the house is the same as the mavoi to the chatzer. Says Rabbi Baravua, that when Rav said this halacha that you're not allowed to carry inside a mavoi more than dalar amos, even for a keli that was shavas in the mavoi, he was talking about a mavoi. He was talking about a mavoi where there was an eruv made between the houses and the chatzer. There was only no shituf. There was only no shituf between the chatzeros and the mavoi. That's where this halacha is going to be true. If, however, there wasn't a shituf, but there was also no eruv, meaning not only did the bnei chatzin not make a shituf with each other to be able to carry the mavoi, but that members of all the households and all these chatzeris never made a ruvi chatzeris either, in that case, the halacha would be mutul etalta b'kulay, you wouldn't have this halacha. So the Gemara says, Amalei Reb Chanina Chayzal, the rabbis, Reb Chanina heard this, and he turned to Rab and he says, what's Pashup Shad in this? He says, I'm going to take a stab at trying to understand what this chilek would be. Ma'ishnaki ruvi chatzeris and batim, probably the reason in the event that there wasn't a ruvi chatzeris, we're saying there's an issue, issue. So probably the issue over there is the nitku chatzeros v'nasu batim. The problem probably is because in the event that there was an eruv chatzeros, so the chatzer and the bayis all become one. If the chatzer and the bayis all become one, so we don't look at the chatzer as a chatzer anymore. We look at the chatzer as being a bayis. So if that's the case, I understand maybe why Rav would hold you're not allowed to carry in the mavi without a shituf because Rav letame dama Rav in a mavi nitu v'lechi v'koyru atchiu batim v'chatzeros psuchim l'toicha because Rav has a halacha masech des eruv and it's a technical halacha that the only time you're allowed to carry in a mavi even with a lechi and a koyru is if there are Batim and chatzeres that open up into it. There has to be two chatzeres that open up into the mavui, and each one of these chatzeres has to have two batim that open up into it. So you need two chatzeres and four batim, essentially, in order for it to be okay. V'hacha, being that the b'nei chatzer all made an erev with each other, so it comes out batim ikka, you have batim, chatzeres lekka, because the chatzer became a bias. So it's a technical issue, and it's for that reason, Rav maybe said you're not allowed to carry in the mavui. But if that's the case, kol yirvu nami, even if they didn't make an erev, you should have the same cheshbin, or a similar cheshbin, l'chzinu l'hani batim command steam dami. In the event that the b'nei bias didn't make an erev with each other, so that means they're not allowed to carry from the bias to the chatzer. If they can't carry from the bias to the chatzer, even though technically you could have two chatzeres that open into a mavui, and each one of these chatzeres can have two batim that open up into it. But if you can't carry from the bias to the chatzer, it's commander steamy damu. For all intents and purposes, it's as if it's closed off. So if it's closed off, then chatzer is seku batim lekka. See, again, you don't have the tanai. So if the reason that Rav said this halacha was because of Rav letame, the Amar Rav, in amavi nitta b'lechi b'koyro, achiyu batim v'chatzer is psuchim l'soichoy, and therefore you can make the argument that if there was an eruv chatzer, then it's a problem. But if there was no eruv chatzer, it's not a problem. But I think, tainted Rav chanina choizot to Rabba, either way you go, I think this is going to be an issue. So the Gemara says, Rabba told him, no, there's a little bit of a difference. And the reason is, efshe de mevatale reshusa de kulu legabichad. In the event that there was an eruv chatzer, so over there you have a problem. If there's an eruv chatzer, and now the chatzer becomes a bias, so you don't have chatzeres that open up into the mavui. If you don't have chatzeres that open up into the mavui, that was the yisoid of Rav's halacha that mavui shle nishtatfu by e metalton by elo bedal ramas. It's because of this technical issue that we have that you don't have batim v'chatzeres. If, what was the kasha, even if you didn't have a ruv chatzeres, you have the same problem. Because if I can't carry from the bias to the chatzer, so even though I have chatzeres technically, and I have batim technically, but it's commander steamy dom, because if I can't carry from the bias to the chatzer, so again, practically speaking, the bias doesn't really open up into a chatzer, because I can't use the chatzer. When it says, no, there is an eitzah. The eitzah is, you could always be mevatel your rishos. And this is, by the way, something you could do even on Shabbos. It's machoikis b'shabbos, so if you could do this on Shabbos. But according to this, you can even do this on Shabbos. You could always say that, you know what, we forgot to make an erev, I'm being mevatel my rishos to you. I'm being mevatel my rishos to you. It's a little bit like hefker. We spoke about making something hefker on Shabbos. So all the bnei chatzah could be mevatel their rishos to one person. If they mevatel their rishos to one person, he now owns the entire chatzah, he owns all the houses. So now it's one person's rishos hayachid. It's a little bit of a harom. If he owns the entire rishos hayachid, so now you don't have issues anymore. The point is, it's not necessarily commander steamy damu. The reason it's not commander steamy damu because there's always an eitzah. So being that there's always an eitzah, there's a way to work around there not being an eruv. So even though you didn't do it, or even when you didn't do it, it's still something that you could do, and therefore it's not considered commander steamy. But the Gemara says that it's still going to be an issue. Soif soif, bayasiko, batim leko. How does this work? Meaning, what would be this eitzah of being mevatel yerushos? The eitzah of being mevatel yerushos is that everybody would be mevatel yerushos to one person. Okay, so now there's one house, and maybe two chatzeres, but you need batim. Rav's shita is eina mavi nitta belechi v'kara achiyu batim, two houses, v'chatzeres and two chatzeres. You don't have to. So the Gemara says no. Efshe the mitzafer that pal gudiyem legabi chad and mi pal gudiyem lepani legabi chad. You'll do for the first half of Shabbos, you'll give it to Reuven. The second half of Shabbos, you give it to Shimon. So over the course of Shabbos, you will have ended up with a mavui that had two batim that opened up into each chatzah. But the Gemara says, soif, soif, isn't this a lie? That's a lie. What do you mean? Who said that works? Maybe you need at the same time it should be two houses. Maybe you need that at the same time it should be two chatzeros, each one of which has two batim. In this Eitzah, it wouldn't be that way. Elam Ravashi. So Ravashi is the final word in this Gemara, as he often is. And he says, you have to say a different reason. Pshat in Rav is, like the Gemara said originally, Pshat in Rav is that a mavish lein ashtatfu boi eruv echatzeroys im habatim ein mitaltalim boi ela bedal ramos. It's referring dafka to a case where there was a eruv echatzeros. If there was a ruv chatzeres and then there was no proper shituf mavayis in metaltlin elabadal ramas. If, however, there was no a ruv chatzeres, then
the halacha is you would be able to carry him off. The question is, what's the difference? So Reb Chanina Chayza had a mahalach. It's based on Rav Lishitasai in a mavinit belech v'kara atchiu batan v'chatzeres pesuchin l'saychai. But the Gemara realizes that's not the reason. And by the way, the reason that's not the reason is because even though Rav holds you need batan v'chatzeres pesuchin, but it's enough that practically there are two houses that open up into two chatzeres. You don't need that. You should be able to walk. There's no svaris and lumdus of commander the steamy dummy. So what then is the pshat? The pshat is for something else. It's because mi garam lechatzeres sheyei asru button veleka, and you don't have it over here. So there's a long Rashi that explains this. But basically, the yisoid of this halach is because Rav holds like Rav Shimon. Rav holds that a gag, a chatzar, and a karfif, and a mavoi for that matter, are all considered rishus achas, and really you should be able to carry from place to place in the event that the keli was shavas in the chatzar, in the gag, in the karfif, in the mavoi. However, Rav added one knetch to what Rav Shimon said. Rav felt that the only time this is true is if there was no Eruvei Chatzeres. And the reason is because it only works, just to keep it simple, the only time you'd be allowed to carry from a chatzar to a mavoi is if the keli was shavas in the chatzar, if the keli was shavas in the mavoi. If it was shavas in the house and there's no Erev, there's no shitav, of course you're not allowed to carry. So Rav Ashi said that Rav was concerned that if there's an Erev between the bayis and the chatzar, that means you're allowed to carry from the bayis and the chatzar. So if I'm going to now carry something from the chatzah to the mavoi, there's a concern that maybe I will be carrying something from the chatzah to the mavoi that was shavas in the bayis. Now, if there's no eruv between the bayis and the chatzah, then it's not a concern because I can't carry from the bayis to the chatzah. So why would we assume that when I carried something from the chatzah to the mavoi, I was carrying something that was originally shavas in the bayis? But being that there was an Eruv, or in the event of that there was an Eruv, so now in the Chatz, you may have Kalim that was Shavas in the Chatz, you may have Kalim that was Shavas in the Bias. If you had Kalim that was Shavas in the Bias, it's a problem. So therefore the Chum made a Takkar, and they said even if the Kalim weren't Shavas in the Bias, even if they were Shavas in the Chatz, there too, it should end up being an issue. So when Rav said his halacha, Mavish le nishtatfu boy ein metalfun boy elo bedal ramis, he was talking dafka about carrying something from a Chatz to a Mavoy, or from a Mavoy to a Mavoy, also like Rav Shimon, so Chatz and Mavoy, Gak Karfiv, is really all one and the same. And his concern was only when there was an Eruv Chatzeres between Bayis and Chatzar. If there's an Eruv Chatzeres between Bayis and Chatzar, that's when Rav starts getting paranoid. And the reason is because then he's worried that maybe you're carrying something that was Shavas in the Bayis. That's a problem. Meaning if something wasn't Shavas in the Bayis, it was Shavas in the Mavi, he would let you carry it. There's no problem. But there's a Gezerah over here. Maybe you're going to carry something that was Shavas in the Bayis. That's only a concern if there was an Eruv Chatzeres. There's no concern if there was no Eruv Chatzeres. So the bottom line is, if there's an Eruv Chatzeres between the Bayis and the Chatzar, then carrying in the Mavi without Shetufim Mevois is more chomer. If there's no Eruv Chatzeres between the Bayis and the Chatzar, then carrying in the Mavi is less chomer. It's a little counterintuitive. Either way, that concludes the first, the difficult part of the daf. The next part of the daf is super geschmack. Amar Rab Chia Bar Abba, Amar Rab Yoichano, Loi Lakol Amar Rab Eliezer, Machshirei Mitzvah Doichnes HaShabbos. So we have Rab Eliezer's Shita. Rab Eliezer holds that just like Milas Doich HaShabbos, so too Machshirei Milas Doich HaShabbos. And the truth is, the way we explained it up until this point, and really the way Rab Eliezer's Shita is sometimes quoted, is Rab Eliezer holds that if Milas Doich HaShabbos, Machshirei Milas should also be Doich HaShabbos. Meaning, Machshirei Mila being Doich HaShabbos is merely an extension of Mila being Doich HaShabbos. Oh, if Mila is Doich HaShabbos, so it makes sense that Machshirei Mila should be Doich HaShabbos. What about the Machshirim of another mitzvah? What would be if it's Rosh Hashanah and you don't have a shofar? So are you allowed to take the horn off the head of an animal, which may involve Malacha, so that you can go ahead and blow shofar? Are you allowed to cut a branch off a palm tree so that you'll have a lulav, so that you'll be able to take dalad minim? And what if it's Shabbos? So forget gzeirah shem yavirah no dalad amas b'shus harabim for now. Let's talk on the biblical level. Would that be okay? It's a machshirei mitzvah. Would it be doicha Shabbos or not? So at first glance, I think if you ask someone, you'll say, no way, what's the shiloh? Mila is doicha Shabbos. So because Mila is doicha Shabbos, so now there's a Pesach for a Rabbi Eliezer who holds Mila is doicha Shabbos, machshirei Mila is doicha Shabbos. Stating that, as we're about to learn, Shabbos taf kuf lamed aleph, we'll see Rabbi Eliezer's shita of machshirei Mila Doicha Shabbos was not said exclusively to Mila. In fact, Rabbi Eliezer said his shita with regards to many, many mitzvahs. In fact, it's because of that introduction that we segue into the next line. That Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, who was a Talmud Rabbi Yochanan, said, I was mekal from my Rebbe, that loy lekol omer Rabbi Eliezer machshir mitzvah Doicha Shabbos. Meaning, we're going from, it's a din in Mila, to no, Really, you would have even thought it's true by every hechsher of every mitzvah in the Torah. It could be Daicha Shabbos. But Rabbi Yochanan said, no, we have to take it a little leap. We have to slow down a drop. Loi l'kol, he didn't say it with regards to every mitzvah. How do you know that? Shari shtei halechem chayves hayoyim heim. Because shtei halechem, so shtei halechem was a very special carbon that was brought one day a year. It was brought on Shavuos. It was unique for two reasons. Number one, it was a mincha involved breads, shtei halechem. Also, it involved two animals, both of which were a carbon shlamim. In fact, this is a trivia question. This was the only carbon shlamim that was a carbon tzibur. So there was one example of a shalmei tzibur. It was the kifsei atzeres, these two shepsalach that were brought on Shavuos, together with the shtei halechem. Now, shtei halechem is a chayves hayoyim. It's something you have to bring on Shavuos. V'loylam the Rebbe Eliezer elam gzeir shalva. And Rebbe Eliezer holds that the shtei halechem, the machshirim of the shtei halechem, Adoicha Shabbos. So if Shavuos falls out on Shabbos, for example, you're allowed to go out in the field and cut wheat and do whatever you need to do to bring the Shtei Alech. Now, how did Rabbi Eliezer know that? He learned it from Gzeir Shabbos. How do you know that the preparation of the Shtei Alech and Adoicha Shabbos? It says the word Hava by the carbon Omer. It says the word Hava by the Shtei Alech. What was the carbon Omer? So that was brought on the first day of Chol HaMoed Pesach. It was brought on Tezai Nisan. Then the Yidden would count 49 days, also known as Sfiras HaOmer, until Shavuos, and then they brought the Shtei Alechem. There's a lot of connection between the Karban Omer and the Shtei Alechem, both in Halacha and both in Machshava. But either way, Rabbi Eliezer said it, you have the word Hava in the context of Shtei Alechem, you have the word Hava as it relates to the Karban Omer. So he made a Gzeir Shabbat, Ma Hava Amor Rabbi Omer Machshir Yudaychus HaShabbos, just like by the Karban Omer Machshir and Adaychus HaShabbos. So for example, if they didn't cut the Karban, or they didn't cut the Tfuah to bring the Karban Omer before Shabbos, you're allowed to cut it on Shabbos. So just like you see that the machshirim adoicha Shabbos by the carbon omer, afava amur b'shtei alechem machshirim adoichas haShabbos, the same is true with regards to the machshirim of the shtei alechem, it's gidi b'doicha Shabbos as well. So before we put this all together, the Gemara says mufti. This gzeir shava must be a gzeir shava mufna. So we know that there are two types of gzeir shavas, really three. There's a gzeir shava mufna, and there's a gzeir shava that's not mufna. What's a gzeir shava? It says this word here, and it says this word there. It says kicha, it says kicha. It says tezvav, it says tezvav. So we're able to equate two parashiyas in the Torah, learn halachas one from the other, just based on a common word that was used in the two respective parashiyas. But there's a gzeir shava that's known as mufna. Gzeir Shava Mufna is where the word or the words that you're using for Gzeir Shava are extra. So it's not just it says the same word, but I have two words that are extra. And when a Gzeir Shava is based on a word that's extra, it's a more powerful Gzeir Shava. So what are the three types of Gzeir Shavas? So Gzeir Shava that's Einer Mufna, no extra words, but same word in two parashiyas. Then you have Gzeir Shava that's Mufna Mitzad Echad. What does that mean? One of the two building blocks that Gzeir Shava extra. And then you have Gzeir Shava that's Mufna Mishnei Tzadim. We're both in them extra. So the Gemara says that this Gzeir Shava has to be Gzeir Shava Mufna. Because the Eloi Mufna, if it's not Gzeir Shava Mufna, then it's a weaker Gzeir Shava. And if that's the case, you can ask a Kasha, because it's a very obvious Kasha you can ask on this Gzeir Shava. Ikon Lifrach, Malo Imish, Kedem Matzah Katzer Koitzer. How could you learn Shtei Alechem from the Karban Omer? The Karban Omer, it's true, cutting it was Daicha Shabbos. But you know why cutting the carbon is Daicha Shabbos? Because cutting the carbon is a mitzvah. It's not a hechsher mitzvah. How do you know it's a mitzvah? Shem matzah katzah kaitzah. Because even if you had it cut already, there would be a mitzvah to go ahead and cut it. As it relates to the Shtei Alechem, however, the cutting of itself is not a mitzvah. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, cut the tefuah for the Shtei Alechem. It says, cut the tefuah for the carbon omer. But it doesn't say anywhere, cut the tefuah for the Shtei Alechem. So as it relates to the carbon omer, the cutting itself is a mitzvah. So maybe that's why it's Daicha Shabbos. As it relates to the Shtei Alechem, the cutting of the tefuah is not a mitzvah. V'haraya, if you would have it cut already, you would have no mitzvah to cut. So if that's the case, it must be, maybe it's different. So how do you have a right to make Gzeir Shava? Parents is, it has to be Gzeir Shava Mufna. Gzeir Shava Mufna, you're not allowed to ask kashas. So Yemar says, La Yafnu Mufna. Where do you find that it's Gzeir Shava Mufna? Mechti. Ksiv, it says, Vav Vesem, Asoy Mereshes, Ksir Chim Ala Koyen. It says, regarding the Karban Omer, you should bring the Karban Omer, Vav Vesem. And then it says again, B'yoyim Haviyachem Lomeli. It says again the word Haviyachem. Vav Vesem Haviyachem. It's the same Shoyrish. Shemam, you know, why did it say the second time, Lafnu Ye? That's where it's extra. But still, okay, so you just proved that one of the two Havas, the Havas that it says with regards to Omer is extra. So one of the two is extra, meaning it's a gzeira shava that's mufna mitzad echad. But the problem is, v'shamini l'Rabbi Eliezer, we know Rabbi Eliezer holds the ama mufna mitzad echad amedim meshivin. That if it's mufna mitzad echad, you can use such a gzeira shava. You can also ask kashas on it. So l'chur, if we have a good kasha and we're working in the world of Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Eliezer sheet is that if it's mufna mitzad echad, you could still ask kashas. So what's the gzeira shava? How can you make gzeira shava between the carbon oimer and the shtei alechem? By the carbon oimer, the hava, the kitzira is not just a hechsher mitzvah; it's a mitzvah for itself. By the shtei alechem, cutting it is only a hechsher mitzvah. How can you learn more from the others? You'll tell me it's gzeira shava mufna. It says the word haviyachem extra in the parash of oimer. Yeah, but it's only extra mitzad echad. You need it extra by shtei alechem as well. The Gemara says you have it extra by shtei alechem. Taviu ribuyu. It says the word taviu, meaning it says the word taviu. So you see, it's extra there as well. The bottom line is what do you see from here? You see that Rebbe Eliezer holds that the machshirim of shtei alechem modaych shabbos. However, he needed a makar for it, and his makar was gzeira shava. He had a very specific source for this. Av gzeira shava mufna mi based studim between the parish of the karban oimer and the parish of the shtei alechem. Said Rabbi Yochanan, if, as we're going to see, Rabbi Eliezer holds that machshir emila is not only true for machshir emila, but it's true for machshirim of other mitzvahs as well. And if it's true for every single mitzvah, so why Rabbi Yochanan need a gzeira shava for shtei alechem? Whatever the source is going to be for shofar and lulav will be the source for shtei alechem. So Rabbi Yochanan said that from the fact that Rabbi Eliezer needed a makar, that machshirei shtei alechem is leicha Shabbos, you know what I'm taking away from that? That Rabbi Eliezer does not universally accept this idea that machshirei mitzvah always leicha Shabbos. And even though, as we'll see, there's so many examples of where Rabbi Eliezer said it, not only by Mila, but it can't be a shita that he held lishitasa with regards to every mitzvah. Because if it was true for every mitzvah, that means he must have a makar for every mitzvah. If he has a makar for every mitzvah, what does he need a makar for? Shtei alechem. Whatever the makar is for every mitzvah is the makar for shtei alechem. Shtei alechem is nishkei mamas akind. It's not a mitzvah. So what does shtei alechem need its own source? Rabbi Yochanan said gishmak. From the fact that Rabbi Eliezer had a source, a special source, that shtei alechem, the machshirim of it is doiche Shabbos, and the makar was gzeira shava from the karban oimer. That's a raya that not the machshirim of all mitzvah are doiche Shabbos. So the Gemara says like this. So it sounds like Rabbi Yochanan was trying to make a statement that probably had halachic ramifications. And that is, there's an example of machshirei mitzvah, which according to Rabbi Eliezer won't be doicha Shabbos. What's that example? What's machshirei mitzvah that's not doicha Shabbos? So it's interesting. We started off the sugya, we thought Rabbi Eliezer has a shita by Mila. Mila's doicha Shabbos, machshirei Mila's also doicha Shabbos. Now the Gemara just flipped it, literally. No, really, every single mitzvah should be doicha Shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan, whoever said there's an example of machshirei mitzvah that's not doicha Shabbos. The Gemara says, okay, what is that? Says the Gemara, maybe lulav. You don't have a lulav. So maybe Rabbi Eliezer holds, you can't prepare a lulav. You can't start chopping off branches and doing what you need to do to have a lulav. It's not true. Lulav chal machshir v'deich ha-shabbos to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer holds machshir lulav is like ha-shabbos. So that can't be what Rabbi Yochanan was coming l'ma'ute when he said, loy l'kol l'ma Rabbi Eliezer machshir mitzvah deich ha-shabbos. Elo mutei sukkah. Maybe it's going to be my sukkah. Are you allowed to build a sukkah on Shabbos? Of course not. But maybe Rabbi Eliezer, who holds machshirei mitzvahs daicha Shabbos, so maybe you would be able to build a sukkah. And maybe, if I can, maybe that's Rabbi Yochanan was coming to him in Mayit. That machshirei sukkah is not daicha Shabbos. But by the time you learn to the Brisa, sukkah v'chol machshirei daicha Shabbos, the Rabbi Eliezer holds machshirei sukkah daicha Shabbos. Velo mutei matzah. Maybe it's coming to mutei matzah. Could you bake matzah on Shabbos? It's on Yontif, you could, but on Shabbos? But Tanya, matzah v'chol machshirei daicha Shabbos, the Rabbi Eliezer. You see, he holds machshirei matzahs daicha Shabbos as well. Elo mutei shayfer. Maybe it's coming mutei shayfer. But Tanya, shayfer v'chol machshirei daicha Shabbos, the Rabbi Eliezer. Eliezer holds machshirei shayfer. If you need a shayfer in Shabbos and it involves melacha de raisa, you can do what you have to do. Amar avada barahava, lemutei tzitzis letalisa, yomazuzah lepischai. Now, you want to know what's coming to be mayit? It's not coming to be mayit lulav, it's not sukkah, it's not matzah, and it's not shayfer. It's coming to be mayit two other big mitzvahs, and that is tzitzis and mezuzah. So you're not going to make tzitzis on Shabbos, and you wouldn't be able to clap a mezuzah on Shabbos either. Tanya nami hachi v'shavin. Everybody agrees. Meaning, even Rabbi Eliezer shetzayitz talisoy v'asa mezuzah l'pisach eshu chayev. That if somebody would make tzitzis on Shabbos, he'd make a mezuzah on Shabbos. He would be chayev for chilul Shabbos. My time, but what's the difference? Meaning, we're saying now that all these other mitzvahs are all daicha Shabbos, the machshirim. So why are tzitzis and mezuzah different? Amar Rabbi Yosef fisha in kabul namazman. Maybe because they don't have a set time. A mitzvah that has a set time. Shofar as near a shana, lulav sukkahs on sukkahs, matzahs on Pesach. So if it has a set time, maybe there the machshirim are doicha. But as long as it doesn't have a set time, maybe it's not doicha. Only Abaya. Abaya told Rabbi Yosef. Again, you have Rabbi Yosef, you have Abaya. So Rabbi Yosef, Abaya told Rabbi Yosef, Adar Rabba, midday ain't kavu lem zman, kol shaita v'shaita zman ahu. What do you mean? Well, what's the svar of kavu lem zman? You have to do it right now. So if you have to do it right now, it's machshirim are going to be doicha Shabbos. Mezuzah and tzitzis, even though it doesn't have a set time, it's not the pshat because you never have to do it. it doesn't have a set time means it. You always have to do it. It means it's always a Zman. So every day is Sukkot as it relates to Tzitzis. Every day is Pesach as it relates to a mezuzah. So if the matz on Pesach and Sukkot on Sukkot, you could be Doicha Shabbos with its Machshirim. So the same should be true for Tzitzis. Same should be true for mezuzah. El Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Yitzchok, Vitem Rav Huna, Breid Rav Yeshua. And this next three words will be the topic of the raid. Hoyul Ubiyadei Lafkirim. Now this is different. And the reason this is different is because a person doesn't necessarily have to wear Tzitzis. If you have a Beged, and you own the baguette, and it has four corners, so then you have an obligation to put on tzitzis. You don't necessarily have to have a mezuzah. If you have a house, and there's a doorpost, so then you have to have a mezuzah. But being that a person can always be mafker his baguette, a person can always be mafker his house, it's something that you can do. And if you do that, you'll be parted from the mitzvah. So over there, the machshirim are not going to be doicha. Machshirim are doicha when there's no choice for you not to do the mitzvah. There's no way for me to get out of this mitzvah. So there's no way for me to get out of this mitzvah. And I need to do it right now. And I didn't prepare for it properly. Could I do the machshirim on Shabbos? That's probably as a shita. The answer is you're allowed to. But I can get out of the mitzvah tzitzis. Why make tzitzis? Just be mafka your bag. And you won't have a chiv to wear tzitzis. Why put on a mezuzah? Just be mafka your house. And you won't have a chiv to put on a mezuzah. So being that there's another way to get out of it, so there's no reason for the machshirim to go ahead and be doicha. So just before we go weiter, just to recap what we just did. We started Perek Rabbi Eliezer de Mila, which begins with Rabbi Eliezer's halacha. Mila's doicha Shabbos, machshirim Mila's doicha Shabbos. It's very tempting to think that Rabbi Eliezer's halacha was said dafka regarding Mila. If Mila's doicha Shabbos, then the machshirim Mila should be doicha Shabbos as well. Incidentally, there is another mission in Shas, and this is Masechtas Psachim, where Rabbi Eliezer Shita is mentioned. And that's with regards to the Karban Pesach. The Karban Pesach also was Daicha Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer held the Machshirei Pesach with Daicha Shabbos. Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim argue they held Machshirei Pesach is not Daicha Shabbos. But again, very similar to Mila. Pesach is Daicha Shabbos, so Rabbi Eliezer holds the Machshirim of Pesach of Daicha Shabbos. Mila is Daicha Shabbos, so Rabbi Eliezer holds the Machshirim of Mila Daicha Shabbos. But what the Gemara just proved was that really this Brisa after Brisa after Brisa, where Rabbi Eliezer related his halacha, he applied it in a very broad way. It's not only Pesach and it's not only Mila. Not only the machshirim of mitzvahs that are doicha Shabbos, but really it's the machshirim of all mitzvahs that are doicha Shabbos. Machshirei lulav, machshirei sukkah, machshirei shofar, machshirei matzah, machshirei shtei halechem. In fact, Rabbi Yochanan said that Rabbi Eliezer didn't always say it, and the Gemara wasn't even sure lemute. Nice, coming to exclude something. What's it coming to lemute? And the Gemara said what he's coming to lemute is tzitzis and mezuzah. But all the tzitzis and mezuzah, the machshirim of a mitzvah, will be doicha Shabbos. Zok de Gemara. Rabbi Eliezer holds the machshirim of all mitzvahs are doicha Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer has to have makaris. And Rabbi Eichon already proved there's no one makar that fits all. Because if there was one makar that fits all, what Rabbi Eichon say? Then Rabbi Eliezer wouldn't have needed the gzeir shava between the karban oimer and the shtei alechem to tell me that the machshirim of shtei alechem is doicha Shabbos. So obviously then, if there's no one makar, there's going to be a bunch of individual makairos that Rabbi Eliezer is going to have to bring and to establish his position. Zok de Gemara, and we're going to go through this one by one. Amar mar lulav v'chol machshirim deichas Shabbos lulav, and not just lulav, but the machshirim of lulav deichas Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer, no, Rabbi Eliezer. How did Rabbi Eliezer know this? I mean, how did Rabbi Eliezer know that the machshirim of lulav deichas Shabbos? So it's Sukkis, it's Shabbos. You didn't prepare your lulav. You can do what you need to do on Shabbos. So the Gemara says like this: Imi oimer v'shtei alechem. Did he learn it from oimer v'shtei alechem? We know that oimer v'shtei alechem deichas Shabbos. It's machshirim, so maybe you learned it from there. But the verse says, how could you learn lulav from oimer v'shtei alechem? Oimer v'shtei alechem have what in common? They're karbanos. Lulav is not a carbon. Shekein tzarech gavaya, a carbon. How can you learn something from a carbon? And even though a lulav is tashmishay mitzvah, but it's not tashmishay kedusha. It's not tzarech gavaya. So if it's not tzarech gavaya, you can't learn one from the other. Elam akra, you learned it from a pasuk. It says bayoyim. Where does it say bayoyim? Ulakachtem lochem. Bayoyim harishay priyet zader kapis tmarim and afitz avos va'arvei nachal. He held the word bayoyim was extra, and it's coming to teach me afilu b'shabbos. So Gemara says ulamar. So bayoyim afilu b'shabbos, meaning what's the chiddush of lulav on Shabbos? Ilema, is it coming to teach me l'tilto? Is the chiddush that you're allowed to carry, you're allowed to move the lulav on Shabbos? Now why would you think you're not allowed to move a lulav on Shabbos? I don't know. Maybe it's mukta, but the Gemara says it's rechkrala mishli tilto. You need a pasuk to tell me mukta is mutter. Mukta is not asim midai raisa. Mukta traces itself back to Nehemiah ben Chachalia. It traces itself back to Yeshaya Hanavi, even earlier to David and Shlomo, and perhaps even earlier than that. But at the end of the day, it's not a deraisa. So the Torah doesn't have to say, "Don't worry about mukta." There's no mukta on the biblical level. So what then is it coming to? Include Ella the Machshirav. So Rabbi Eliezer said, I don't know, the only thing it could be coming to say is that it's okay for a person to violate Shabbos for machshirei lulav. So Rabbi Elazar said, "This is my makar. I learned from the word bayoyim." Now the Rabbanan argues. So we're going to say Rabbanan. What do Rabbanan do with the word hayoyim? Homi bayolei bayoyim v'lo b'layim. Let's come and tell me that you take dalaminim during the day. You don't take dalaminim at night. Rabbi Elazar, bayoyim v'lo b'layim. How does he know dalaminim by day, not by night? Nafkali learns it from a different pasuk. It says, "Usmachtem l'fnei Hashem alekechem shivas yomim." That's in that same pasuk. The pasuk says that you're supposed to take dalaminim bayoyim arishin, and then it says you take dalaminim 7 days. So what's the answer to this apparent contradiction? So the Gemara says, in the Beis HaMikdash, they used to take it 7 days. Outside of the Beis HaMikdash, they only took it B'yom HaRishon. Usmachtem lefnei Hashem alekeichem shivas yomim. Lefnei Hashem, it's 7 days. But outside of the Mokem HaMikdash, it was taken only one day. Now the reason we take Dalad Minim, all 7 days sukkahs, is a Mishnah. Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, that we should take the Dalad Minim for 7 days. But either way, so there too it says yomim. Yomim v'loy leilais. Rabbi Eliezer says, I know yomim. From the second part of the pasuk, usmachtem lefnei Hashem alokeichem shivas yomim. So what's lekachtem lechem bayoyim harishoyim? That's coming to tell me that it's doicha Shabbos. What's doicha Shabbos? Carrying? Well, that's not a deraisa shaila. Oh, must be the machshirim. You're allowed to prepare the lulav on Shabbos. Rabbanan, the Gemara says it's rich. No, I need two pesukim. I would have thought neilu shivas yomim misukah. I would have thought that you should learn shivas yomim from sukkah. Malala yomim afilu leilos. Afkan yomim afilu leilos. That if it only would have said shivas yomim, I would have thought that shivas yomim includes even the night. And the reason is because the word Shivas Yomim would throw me off. Because it says Shivas Yomim by Sukkah, it's the same Yontif. And Sukkah, you have to sit in the Sukkah by day and by night. So I would have thought, just like Vir Shivas Yomim doesn't mean Yomim V'Leilos, so I would have thought by Lulav Shivas Yomim doesn't mean Yomim V'Leilos either. So therefore I knew Lekachtachem by Yomim Rishon, not to be Mar B'Shabbos, but Lemu'ute Laila. Okay, so now what do we have? We have a Makar by Shtei Halechen, and we have a Makar by Lulav. What's the Makar for Shtei Halechen? Oimer. So it says, Oimer is the machshirim of Oimer, cutting the carbon Oimer is Doicha Shabbos. We have Gzei Rishav Avo Avo to Shtei Halechem. And now I have a makar also for Lulav. Right to Gemara. Once I have a makar for Lulav, so why do I need a makar for Oimer and Shtei Halechem? Why can't I learn Oimer and Shtei Halechem from Lulav? I couldn't learn Lulav from Oimer and Shtei Halechem. Because Oimer Shtei Lechem is a carbon. Lulav is only a mitzvah. But what about in the reverse? I should certainly be able to learn the carbon from the mitzvah. So the Gemara says, the Ikkel Mifrach Malum, Lulav Shekein Tan Arba Minim. Lulav is unique. It requires 4 minim. It's not just the lulav. There's an esrig, there's a dasim, there's a rovis. So being that it needs 4 minim, that's a chumrah. So you wouldn't be able to learn Shtei Lechem and the Oimer from there. Tosfos asks an obvious question. Every carbon involved other minim. There was yayin, there was nesachim, there was menachis. There were a whole bunch of things that were brought. But Tosfos says the difference is they weren't ma'ak of each other. Dalid minim, each one of the minim are ma'ak of each other. You can't take a lulav without an esrig. You're not makayim anything. Here the dalid minim are ma'ak of. As it relates to kachim, the different minim were ma'ak of each other. Bottom line is, this is a chumrah. Sukkah v'chol machshirei deichas Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer said that machshirei sukkah is also that you can build a sukkah on Shabbos. I mean, only Rabbi Eliezer has Rabbi Eliezer know what Eimer Shtei Lechem. Did he learn from Eimer Shtei Lechem? Shekein Tzarek Kavai. We just had it's a carbon. Just like you couldn't learn lulav from there, you can't learn sukkah from there either. Eimer lulav. Did he learn it from lulav? That seems like a good limud. Just learn sukkah from lulav. They're definitely similar, but you can't talk about minim. We just said lulav has 4 minim. Sukkah doesn't have 4 minim. Elagav shivas yamim. We learn music for Zayir Shava. It says shivas yamim by sukkah. And it says Shavas Yomim by Lulav. Ma'ala halo machshirov deichas Shabbos. So by Lulav, the machshirov is deichas Shabbos according to Rabbi Eliezer. Avkanami machshirov deichas Shabbos. So to hear the machshirov is going to be deichas Shabbos. Frank the Gemara the same question. Meduchte brachmana besukkah v'nesi hanach v'nigmer mine. Why don't we just say sukkah and learn Lulav from sukkah Shavas Yomim, and I should be able to learn Oimer and Shtei Alechem from sukkah as well. So the Gemara says b'shum deikol mifrach sukkah has something unique as well. Ma'ala sukkah shekinehegas b'leilus k'biyomim. Sukkah is noig by day and by night. Lulav is only by day. And the Oimer and the Shtei Lechem are karbonos, so they were also only by day. So being that these things were only by day, not by night, you can't learn it from Sukkah, which has a Chumrah, it's by day and by night. So again, how many Makaris do we have so far? We have Oimer, Shtei Halechem, through the Gzeru Shav Ava Ava. We have Lulav, Ulekachtem Lechem Bayoim, Vafilu B'Shabbos. And now we have Sukkah, Shivas Yomim, from Lulav. Matzah, the whole machshir, the rest of the Shabbos, Rabbi Elazar said the same halacha by matzah. Minolah, Rabbi Elazar, how do Rabbi Elazar know matzah? Imi, Eimer Shtei Alech, did you learn from Eimer Shtei Alechem? Shekein Tzorech Gevoya. How can you learn from Eimer Shtei Alechem? If you can't learn Lulav from Eimer Shtei Alechem, if you can't learn Sukkah from Eimer Shtei Alechem, you can't learn matzah from Eimer Shtei Alechem. Again, Eimer Shtei Alechem are karbonos. Matzah is just a mitzvah. Imi, Lulav, maybe learned it from Lulav. Shekein Tzorech Abba Minim, we just said, Lulav is Abba Minim. Matzah doesn't have 4 Minim. Imi, Sukkah, Shekein Nehegas Balelis Kibiyavim. Sukkah is by day and by night, as opposed to matzah, which is only by night. not only by day. When we asked the pircha from lulav, lulav was only by day. Matzah is ba'erev toichlu matzah. It's the only time you have a chiyuv to eat. Now, if you eat matzah the rest of the Shabbos, are you mekayim a mitzvah? That's a whole different discussion. But the chiyuv is only by night. One kizayis matzah, the b'leil haseder, ba'erev toichlu matzah. So the how do you know matzah? Elo gomer, chamisha asar, michag asukos. This might be the most famous. Definitely in the conversation, Zerushav and Shas. It says Chamisha Asar by Sukkot, and it says Chamisha Asar by Pesach. Malan Machshon Deichas Shabbos. Just like by Sukkah, Machshirei Sukkah Deichas Shabbos. Afkan. So do Matzah, Machshirei Deichas Shabbos. Very thing tomorrow. Okay. Once I know Matzah, V'lichtav Rechmana B'Matzah. Let's learn everything from matzah. Matzah also has a chumrah. Matzah is very unique in that it's a mitzvah eser shas mangarama, but nashim achayev. Usually women are potter from a mitzvah eser shas mangarama. So, for example, lulav that we just mentioned and sukkah that we just mentioned, nashim are potter because mitzvah eser shas mangarama. Karbonos, oimrin shtei alecha v'shul nashim are potter. Women can't bring karbonos. So, the only part of a carbon that a woman can do is the shechita. Shechita's k'sher bizar, shechita's k'sher benashim, the first taisis mesachtes chulin. So shechita is something that women are allowed to do. But other than that, women are excluded. Matzah women are included in. And the reason is because Chazal learned the hekish that whoever has the iser chametz also has the mitzvah of matzah. Kol sheyeshnoi, yeshnoi. So being that women are included in matzah, so matzah has a chumrah that it implies even to women. So you can learn oimer, not shtei alechem, not lulav, and not sokah. Shofer v'chol machshir, deichas ha-shabbos. Rav Leza holds that shofer is also deichas ha-shabbos. Minolei, the Rebbe Leza, had Rav Leza know it. Imi yomer shtei alechem. If you learn from shtei alechem, shkein tzorich gevaya. Those are karbonis. Imi lulav, shkein tzorich gevaya. Minim. Shofer doesn't have four minim. Imi sokah, shkein neges b'leza v'yomim. You only blaze shofer during the day. Imi matzah, shkein neges b'nashim ha-nashim. Matzah relates to women just like men. Shofer is only for men. Elo makro, yoyim teru yilachem. So what's this chiddush that you blow shofar even on Shabbos? Ilim and the tkiyah is referring to the actual tkiyah. You need a pasuk to tell me you're allowed to blow shofar on Shabbos, as if tkiyah blowing shofar involves a malacha. Hatana deve Shmuel, come alech sabay delay sasu yatz tkiyah shofar deyas apas shichachma vein a malacha. The halacha is that tkiyah shofar is considered a chachma, it's not a malacha. It doesn't involve a malacha. So if it doesn't involve a malacha, what's the issue? Ela machshir, it must be that the pasuk that says yom tru yilachem, that's marba tkiyah shofar on Shabbos. It means the machshirim. The Rebbe said, this is my makar. Rabbanan. What does Rabbanan do with the word Yom Teruah? Whom he bayed the b'yem v'lay b'lay. That's coming to teach with Yom v'lay b'lay. Rabbi Liaz b'yem v'lay minali. Has Rabbi Liaz know you only b'lay shofar during the day, not at night. Afkalei, mi b'yom ha-kippurim taviru shofar b'chol artzachem. He learns it from a different tkiyah shofar. Not the tkiyah shofar in Rosh Hashanah, but the tkiyah shofar that happened every 50 years. And by right after Ne'ilah, at the end of the day on Yom Kippur, they used to blow shofar, Bishnas HaYoivu, and this was a way for people to know that all the slaves go free and all the fields go back to their original owner. The reason we blow shofar today at the end of Yom Kippur, the Pashta reason, there's a lot of machshava, but the simple reason is a zeicha for this mitzvah. Because once upon a time, Yom HaKippurim Taviru Shofar V'chol Artzachem. Now, over there, it had to be dafka by day. B'yom HaKippurim. So, v'gam me'ad adis, Rav Leza says, I know that Kiyah Shofar has to be by day. I learned Kiyah Shofar Rosh Hashanah from Kiyah Shofar of Yoivo. So, why then did the Torah say, Yoim Teru Yilachem, to teach me that the Machshirim Adoich HaShabbos. Right, the Gemara. Okay, so now we have a Makar for Shofar. V'lichtav Rachmanah b'Shofar, v'leitzahanah v'libriminei. Why do I need all these Makaris? I need Oimer, I need Shtei Alechem, I need Lulav, I need Sukkah, I need Matzah. And then I need Shofar, just say Shofar, learn everything from there. So, the Gemara says, no. I'll tell you why not. Mit Kiyah Shofar Rosh Hashanah, lekelim, you can't learn Kiyah Shofar Rosh Hashanah. Because that's extremely unique. It's what brings the zechroinos of Klal Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is such a huge deal. You can't learn anything from Tkiyah Shofar. And from Tkiyah Shofar, Yom Kippurim. And from Tkiyah Shofar, Yom Kippur, you also can't. Like the Migmar. The Amar Mar, Tikkabosh Bezin Shofar. When Bezin used to blow Shofar, Niftu Avadim Latem, the slaves all went home. Vesadis Chayzel Baleim, and all the fields went back to their original owner. So being that they were so unique, the ramification, the implications of this Tkiyah Shofar. So for that reason, it's not something you'd be able to learn anything from. One last gemara. So we have a makar now to Rabbi Eliezer's halacha of machshirim that adoich haShabbos. We know it by the karban omer. We know it by shtei alechem. We know it by the lulav. We know it by sukkah. We know it by matzah. And we know it by shofar. The only thing we don't have a makar for yet is Rabbi Eliezer the Mila. How do you know Machshirei Mila is Doicha Shabbos? So we assumed there was a Mila Digadin, but it doesn't sound like it now. It sounds like it's Machshirei Mitzvah. And each Mitzvah seems to need its own source. So if Zokta Gemara, Mila V'chol Machshirei Doicha Shabbos Divi Rabbi Eliezer, Mino Leila Rabbi Eliezer, Ha, Imikulo Gomar. Did he learn it out from one of the aforementioned? Because I'm reading all the Pirchas that we asked until this point, you'd be able to ask here as well. So he couldn't have learned it from anything that we just mentioned. V'oid, and besides, what's unique about all those mitzvahs are, if you don't do it today, you can't do it. There's no tomorrow. If you don't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, you can't blow on Tzom Gedalia. You missed it. It's too late. If you didn't sit on a sukkah, on sukkahs, you can't sit on Shmini Atzeres or the day after, right? So then you missed that on the mitzvah. But Mila, you can always make up the mitzvah. So you can always make it the mitzvah. It's more of a reason that the Machshirim shouldn't be doicha. It says by Mila as well, Ubayoy Mashmini Yimel Psara Lassai, Ubayoy is coming to teach me about Filu B'Shabbos. Right, tomorrow, once I have a Makarfa, Rabbi Eliezer de Mila is Velichte Rachmana de Mila, Velesu Hanach, Veligma Mines. Let's go backwards. We'll let the Torah just say by Mila, and why do we learn everything from Mila? Mishum Dikilamif Rachmala Mila, Shkenichasu Allah, Sholish Esre Bris. Mila is unique because 13 times the Torah said the word Bris as it relates to Bris Mila. We spoke about all the 13s the other day. The Yud Gimel Mila Shal Rachamim, the Yud Gimel Mila Shal Torah Nidreshes Behem, you become Bar Mitzvah when you're 13, Echad is Begamatria 13, Ahavav is Begamatria 13, Yosef Micah Shabbos had 13 treasure chests. This is what he was able to sell, the one pearl, the one diamond that he found in the mouth of the fish. Rabbi Bechai says 13 times the word Gan in Parshas Bereish, says 13 times the word Eish in Parshas Vaschan and Gan Eden, the Eish of Gehenim, Nachamu, Nachamu Ami, and you have the 13 times that it says Bris by the mitzvah of Mila. But either way, Mila is so special, 13 times Bris, that's on another level. You're not learning anything from Mila, either way. So again, Shita, we're learning Perek Rabbi Eliezer de Mila. Rabbi Eliezer de Mila's chiddush is that not only Mila's Leicha Shabbos, Machshirei Mila's Leicha Shabbos, it would be very tempting to think that, oh, if Mila's Leicha Shabbos, Rabbi Eliezer's Machshirei Mila's Leicha Shabbos. But the Machshirim of other mitzvahs not. After further review, after a daf gemara, Shabbos Kuf Lamed Aleph, what comes out is that that's incorrect. Rabbi Eliezer held that just like Machshirei Mila's Leicha Shabbos, Machshirei Omer, Machshirei Shtei Alechem, Lulav, Sukkah, Shofar, Matz. In fact, Rabbi Yochanan had to go out on a limb and say, Loi l'kol omer Rabbi Eliezer. It didn't mean all the mitzvahs. And Lamute Mai, the Gemara said, Lamute Tzitzis, and Lamute Mezuzah. And the Gemara says, Savos Takenisht. You know, why taka not? So said the Gemara, the reason is a svara. Hayul ubiyadai lahafkiram. The reason is because a person could always make his beged hefker. And if you make your beged hefker, you wouldn't be chayv and tzitzis anymore. You could always make your house hefker. And if you make your house hefker, you wouldn't be chayv and mezuzah. If I own a beged, I have to wear tzitzis. If I wear a beged shaldal kamfis that I don't own, like a talis shul, if you borrow a talis, that's a whole sugya. Because if I don't own the beged, I have no chayv tzitzis. If I'm in a house that I don't own, I don't have a chiyah mezuzah. But the point is, and you can even make something hefker on Shabbos. So this is something that I could do. So why be doicha Shabbos? Why put on tzitzis? Just be mafki the beggar. Don't worry about it. Why go ahead and start clapping the mezuzah? Just be mafki your house. You mafki your house. You have nothing to worry about. So being that it's biyodei lahafkiram, so for that reason, there's an easy way to get out of it. If there's an easy way to get out of it, in this case, Rabbi Eliezer did not allow a person to do machshirei mitzvah on Shabbos. So two ha'aros, as it relates to this idea of hayol ubiyadoi lahafkiram. The Rambam, in Hilchis Nedarim, Perek Beis Halacha Yudalit, discusses the halacha of hefker. And the truth is, that line in and of itself is a tremendous chiddush. That's in and of itself eye-opening. The Rambam brings the laws of hefker, not in Hilchis Kinyonim. The Rambam brings the laws of hefker in Hilchis Nedarim. The Rambam says like this, ha-hefker, afal pisha inoy neder, if someone makes something hefker, someone says, I want this item, I own it, I want it to be hefker. Even though it's not a real neder, it's not like someone who said, I promise I'm going to do something, or someone says that I want basar to be asr to me, like it's a carbon, but ha-reyu kamay neder, it's like a neder, sha-asr loy lachzabay, it's asr for the person to retract. See, you can't say hefker and then say, you know what, I changed my mind. No, just like if a person makes a neder, he's not let a violate what it is he said. So too, if a person makes something hefker, it's harehu kamoy neder she'aso lachzubay. Says the Rambam, umahu ha-hefker, what is hefker? Hu sheyoymar adam lechosen elu hefker lakoil. Beim metalklin, beim bekarkois, it doesn't matter. Either way, there's something called hefker. It's a din hefker. What's the halacha of hefker? You're mafker something, kolakoidem v'zachabay. If someone goes and he wants to be zoich in it, And the halacha is he can. And this is something that is going to be okay. And then the Rambam says, "Afilu zeshe hifker." Let's say I myself am the one that made it hefker. Can I go be zeichet? The Rambam says, "Yeah, you can." Meaning, you can't back out of your hefker and say, "I don't want the hefker to be hefker." No, once you make something hefker, you have to live with it. Now, just like someone else could be zeichet in the thing that you are mafker, you yourself could also be zeichet in the thing that you are mafker. But the point is, the Rambam says, "Hefker afal pisha enoy neder hareyu kamoy neder sha'as." The Ktzoy Sachoshin in Simon Reish Ayin Gimel brings this Rambam, and he says that to me this Rambam is an unbelievable Chiddush. Meaning, the Rambam seems to be saying that the reason when you're mafker something, you can't just walk out of it, is because you made a neder. And just like when you make a neder, lo yachal devaroi, kechol ayoytze mipiv yaseh, you have an obligation to observe what comes out of your mouth. So too, if you said that this should be hefker, you can't change your mind, you can't be chayzer. It's Mihilchais Nedarim. Just like there's a halach of Layachal Devarim in the world of Nedarim, so too there's a halach of Layachal Devarim when it comes to Hefker. Frank, the Tzais, is that the reason? Is that the reason you can't be Chayzer from Hefker? The reason you can't be Chayzer from Hefker is for the same reason. If you sell something, you can't be Chayzer from what you sold. If Reuven sells something to Shimon, can you be Chayzer later? Of course, that's too late. Taich Kedei Dibur, you can be Chayzer. But once it's Lacha Kedei Dibur, of course you're not allowed to be Chayzer. Because this is the way transactions work. Oilam Kimin Hagai Hailech. It's very nice. You have seller's remorse. That happens. But if you sell something, you close a transaction, you have no right to go ahead. Hefker is a mominous transaction, Frank Tiktzais. So if it's a mominous transaction, it's a transaction where I own something and now I'm relinquishing my rights to it. I'm making it not mine anymore. But all right, anyone that wants it can go ahead and take it. So it's going from being in my rishos to being in nobody's rishos, in the rishos of Hefker, whatever that is. But the point is, what does it do with Hilchos Nedarim? Is that to do with Loyachal Devaray? L'chur, the reason I can't be Chayzer is because there's something called Rishos Hefker. Says the Ktzois. I don't know what the Pshat is. But there's one thing I see clear that Rambam held. The Rambam obviously held not the way we understand Hefker conventionally. And that is, the Rambam obviously held that even after a person is mafker something, the person still owns that item. He still owns that item. And being that the person still owns that item after he owns it, so after he was mafker it, so it's for that reason, there was no transaction. Nothing was really chal yet. I mean that nothing was chal yet, so you would have thought that maybe I could be chayzer. Says Rambam, you can't be chayzer because of Hilchos Nedarim. Now, if I still own the item after I'm mafker it, so why is anyone allowed to go ahead and take it? Because that's the din of hefker. The din of hefker is that when I make something hefker, I own it until someone goes ahead and takes it. So once somebody takes it, then it belongs to him. But until the person takes it, it still belongs to me. If I'm mafker something, I'm still the bailim. If I'm still the bailim, it's for that reason the halacha is, says the Rambam, that I would have thought that maybe I could be chayzer. You're right, if I sell something, I can't be chayzer without the parish of Nedarim, because I don't own it anymore. But by hefker, I do own it. So being that I own it, there would have been a havamina, ben benoy shal havamina, that I could be chayzer, says the Rambam. And you're right, based on the transaction shaboy, the chayshe mishpat component, the bava kam, bava mitzia, bava basra component, you would be able to be chayzer. But there's a Hilchos Nedarim problem. That's why Rambam brings us in Hilchos Nedarim, Perek Beis Halacha Yudalit, that this idea that I can't be chayzer from hefker, it's true. It's not from a transaction perspective. It's from a Hilchos Nedarim perspective. But this is the chiddush in the Rambam that the Ktzois points out in Reishai and Gimel. And that is, the Rambam shita was that if I'm mafker something, it doesn't leave my rishos. It's still in my rishos. And that's why there would have been a havamin, I could be chayzer. And the only reason, in fact, that I can't be chayzer is based on Hilchos Nedarim, is because there's a nether component to hefker. It's based on the concept of lo yachal devarei. But says the Ktzois, if that's the case, I have two bambakashas from two Gemaras, both in Masechta Shabbos. We'll mention them both quickly. The first one is the Gemara at the very beginning of the Masechta, Daf Yud Ches. The Gemara discussed the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Shvisas Kalim on Shabbos. So you're not allowed to do Malach on Shabbos. Your children are not allowed to do Malach on Shabbos. Your Avodim are not allowed to do Malach on Shabbos. Your Behemoths are not even allowed to do Malach on Shabbos. What about your Kalim? Are your Kalim allowed to do Malach on Shabbos? Machlokes B'Sham Beisil. B'Sham I hold Shvisas Kalim is Aser. Just like I can't and my Behemoths, etc., my Kalim are not allowed to do Malach Asidah. Beisil argues, we pass them like Beisil. And Beisil holds that Shvisas Kalim is something that's Mutta on Shabbos. The Gemara and Daf Yud Ches on the Beis asked the Gevalda Gekasha. According to B'Sham, how do you live on Shabbos? Like, what are you supposed to do? How do you have a ner on Shabbos? You have a leichter? Your leichter is working on Shabbos. There's fire in the leichter. So, a kdera, you can put a pot up, you can have a chol pot, a crock pot. The crock pot is working on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Giges v'ner v'kderu shvod, my time is sharu be'shamay. Why is it mutter according to be'shamay? Such an obvious question. According to be'shamay, there's no such thing as a Shabbos kitchen. It's not possible. Because you can't have anything, any one of my, you can't have a light bulb working for you. You can't have a refrigerator. You can't have a giges. You can't have a nail. You can't have anything. So if you can't have anything, how do you have Shabbos according to Bisham? It's the Gemara's kasha. And for the Gemara, three words. The mafkil hu afkure. Pasha, the way you learn the Gemara is, you mafkil your nechasim every Shabbos, before Shabbos in Bishamay's world. So sometimes you have to remember before Shabbos to make any ruvin tafshilin. You have to have notices that go out all over the world 50 times right before Shabbos to remember. Make sure you mafkir everything. Because if you're not mafkir anything, it's going to be a big problem. You're not going to have Shabbos. The mafkir of Kuri, you're mafkir. It's not my gigas. Oh, Shvizas Kalim? That's my Kalim. It's not my Kalim. If it's not mine, you have nothing to worry about. See, you mafkir your kitchen, essentially. You make everything hefker. And based on hefker, that's afraid to say sachleshin. Bishloim, if the way hefker works is, it's not mine. So when I make something hefker, it's not mine anymore. So it's Kishmak. That's the Gemara's Teretz. The Afkuri mafkalu. But the Rambam just said an unbelievable chiddush. A chiddush that has no makar, says the Ktzais. I don't know what the makar is. He says that when a person's mafkir something, it's still in his rishus. He still owns it. Narvas, if somebody wants to go ahead and be zeichel, he can be zeichel. Narvas, I can't be chayzer, but that's because of l'yachel devare. It's based on hilchas adar. But if I still own it, then how does this trick work according to Beis Shammai? What do you mean you mafkir it? Mafkir it? It's the problem is, even if I'm mafkir, it's still mine. If it's still mine, it's still a problem. Shvisas Kalim. This Ktzais is kasha. Zok Ktzais, you have to say that the Rambam held like the Rashba. The Rashba Nakamara says that Bishami never required people before Shabbos to make their proverbial Eruvit Tavshilin. They never said that you have to go ahead and you have to make an Afkar. What then does the Gemara mean when it says the Mafkul Afkure, Bezdin was Mafkaret? There's a concept called Hefker Bezdin. We learn it from Ezra. Hefker Bezdin Hefker. And what it means is that Bezdin was the one that was Mafkaret. It says the Ktzois, I think you have to say a big Kiddush in the Rambam. That even though the Rambam Shita is that Hefker is still mine, and it's just a hilchas nedarim that I can't be chayz from hefker. That's if I'm mafker something by myself. But if bezdin itself was hefker, if there's a question of hefker bezdin, or hefker bezdin is different. Hefker bezdin, that's a real hefker. But then the Ktzois asks another kasha. And the Ktzois's second kasha is from the Gemara that we just learned. The Gemara says that even though Rabbi Eliezer holds that machshirim of all mitzvahs are daicha Shabbos, but there's two mitzvahs with the machshirim are not daicha Shabbos. Machshirei Mila, machshirei Pesach, Oimer, Shtei Alechem, Lulav, Sukkah, Matzah, Shofar. But there's two mitzvahs not, and that is the mitzvah of tzitzis and the mitzvah of mezuzah. Why not? Because I could always be mafkir. So I could wear my baguette, I'll be mafkir, it's not mine. If it's not mine, so now I'm not, it's a talus shu'ula, I'm not chayiv anymore in tzitzis. I could be mafkir my bias. If I'm mafkir my bias, I have nothing to worry about. Why? Because it's not mine. Oh, if it's not mine, I'm not chayiv in tzitzis. Frank, the tzitzis, what do you mean? What do you mean it's not yours? It is yours. According to the Rambam, even after I'm mafkir something, it's still mine. Narvaz, there's a halacha that if somebody wants to be zeichen, then he can be zeichen. There's a halacha I can't be chayzer because of Ilchas Nedarim. But at the same time, who owns this? I own the beged. And being that I own the beged, so how did I just get myself out of... How did I just get at myself out of the situation of not being chayv and tzitzis? And Zakhtik Tzoyz, don't tell me that what the Gemara meant was that it's biyodeh for me to be mafkir it and get someone else to be zeichen it. Because that second part's not biyodeh. Biyodeh is only when I have total control. I don't have control because I can only control the first part of this. I can't control the second part of this. So Frank the Ktzois a bumba kasha. His kasha is mazlok. The Gemara held biyodeh lafkiran lechura. It's biyodeh for me to be mafkrit. That doesn't make it not mine. It's still going to be mine. So if it's still going to be mine, how does that help me? If it's still mine, I'm still chayiv in tzitzis. If it's still mine, I'm still going to be chayiv in mezuzah. Either way, this is the first tara. The Ktzois in simin reish ayengim. But there's another tara, and that is a kasha that was posed by Rav David Deutsch. Rav David Deutsch was a Talmud of the Noida B'Yehuda. He was a Hungarian Rav. He was also the Shver of the Maram Ash. The Chassam Sofer had a Talmud, Maram Ash, Meir Rosenberg's grandfather. And Maram Ash was one of the Talmidei Mufhakim of the Chassam Sofer. His father-in-law was Rav David Deutsch. He wrote several Sfarim. One of the Sfarim that he wrote was Oil David. And Rav David Deutsch had a very geshmaka kasha. And it seems that he sent this kasha to many of the Gedolei Yisrael. How do I know? Because he sent it to the Chassam Sofer. It's in Shailos Teshuvos Chassam Sofer. And he sent the same exact kasha to Rabbi Yehuda Asar. It's in the Shailos Teshuvos Yehuda Yal. So he sent this kasha to the Hungarian Rabbonim, and this was a geshmaka kasha that he was farkoifing. What was the kasha? He said like this. The Gemara says, in Masechtas Pesachim, Daf Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara tells a very short story. The Gemara says, Ahu Arma, there was a non-Jew that have a solik v'achol Pesachim b'Yerushalayim. So Erev Pesach, he knew that there's a lot of flesh, a lot of meat being served in Yerushalayim. So he would put on a nice kapaluch, and he would, somehow manage to blend into the crowd, into the Oimdim Tzufufim, and he would go up to Yerushalayim, and he would chop a little bit from the Karban Pesach, and he used to eat. So the Gemara says that he once had an encounter with Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseri. He told Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseri, says, yeah, I know it says in the Torah, kol b'necher lo yoichabay, kol oro lo yoichabay, is that nechtig a talk? Chilam Yishufrei Shufrei. I'm outsmarting all the Yidden in Yerushalayim. I manage to eat from the carbon Pesach whenever I want. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira said, let me ask you, did they ever give you from the tail? You ever get from the Alya? He says, I never got from the Alya. He says, listen to me. Good advice. Next time, tell them you want from the Alya. So next Pesach, he went up and he asked for the Alya. So they said, you want the Alya? The Alya is one of the Chalavim. It goes on the Mizbeach. You're supposed to have Akhtara. So one Kayan turned to the other Kayan. He says, yeah, do a little due diligence. Find out who this person is. Either way, they went over to him and he says, tell me, who asked you to ask for the Alya? So he said, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira said, ask for the Alya. They understood that there must be something on. And the Gemara says, Batku Basrev, Ashkechu, Darmohu, Vekotlu, and they took care of him. Says the Gemara, Shoch le Rabbi Beseira, the Chomim sent a letter to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Shalom lecha Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Da'at ben Etzivin, you're an Etzivin, but umtsudascha prusa v'Yerushalayim. Your shadow is cast, your net is spread all the way to Yerushalayim. Says Tosfos, sounds a little bit like from this Gemara, that Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira himself, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira b'chvei de Batzman, was not in Yerushalayim when this Karban Pesach was brought. And Frank Tosfos, I don't understand. How could he have not been in Yerushalayim? There's a chiyuv, there's an obligation for a Yidden to go up to Yerushalayim. First, you have to be on the Rega. And besides, that's bringing carbon Pesach. This was Pesach. So how is Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira ben Etzivin? At ben Etzivin, ubtsudascha prusa b'Yerushalayim, freaked. Toisus Akasha. I don't understand. How was he not in Yerushalayim? Didn't he have a chiyuv to bring a carbon Pesach? So Tosfos says, maybe you'll tell me he was a zaken, he was old at the time. So if he was old, it was difficult for him to go. So maybe it's just very simple. But Oyd says Tosfos, Netzuvah was in Chutz Laaretz. Maybe there's no chiyuv to go from Chutz Laaretz to Eretz Yisrael to be a regal, certainly not for a carbon Pesach. Inami says Tosfos, but I think the pshat is like this. The halacha says Tosfos is the only time a person has an obligation to bring a carbon Pesach is if he owns property. But if you don't own any karka, you don't own any property, you have no chiyuv to bring a carbon Pesach. So it says, Tosfos, maybe the reason Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira did not come to Yerushalayim is shalei hoyo loy karka. He didn't own any property, and being that he didn't own any property, he wasn't obligated to bring a carbon Pesach. Now the truth is, this idea of owning property being a prerequisite for a mitzvah is a mefurish gemara. It's a gemara b'sachem daf ches amid beis. The gemara says if you don't own any karka, you have no mitzvah to be oil regal. The reason is because the Torah says when the Yidden were oil regal, they had a haftacha that v'lo yachmoy, that none of the umay oilam were going to check. Imagine all the Jews leave all their property, everything is sitting around, you know, cameras, there's no surveillance and security. So how do you know no one's going to start up with your property? So it was a special haftacha. The Torah says that every Yid came back and he found everything exactly the way he had left it. As always, talk to the gemara. But the kasha is, but that's with regards to the mitzvah being oil regal. But regarding Karban Pesach, you don't find that. But this Tosfos Chiddush. Tosfos says that just like there was a prerequisite, you had to have karka in order to be chayiv in the mitzvah of oil regal, could be you have to have karka in order to be chayiv in the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, the reason he himself wasn't oil regal is l'fish alayhoy alay karka. So if he didn't have karka, he wasn't chayiv in Karban Pesach. So Rab David Deutsch, the Baal Oil David, sent the shayla to the Chassam Sofer. He says, if this is the case, I have a bomba kasha. Ich vashteinish. We know that Karban Pesach is doicha Shabbos. Machshirei Pesach, according to Rabbi Eliezer, is also Doicha Shabbos. Yet we know that even though Rabbi Eliezer holds that the Machshirim of all the mitzvahs are not Doicha Shabbos, are also Doicha Shabbos, but there's two exceptions to the rule. What are the exceptions to the rule? Tzitzis and Mezuzah. Why? Hayol b'yodei lafkir, because there's a way out. What's my way out? I could always be mafkir. So Rabbi David Deutsch asked the Chassam Sofer, he says, why is Pesach Doicha Shabbos? Why is Machshirei Pesach Doicha Shabbos? There's a way out. You know what the way out is? Be mafkir your karka. If Tosfos was mechadish and psachim gimel amid beis, then Yehuda ben Beseira didn't have to go from the Tzivin Teretz Yisrael, he was potter from Karban Pesach. Why? Pasha, you had no karka. You have no karka. You're going to be potter from Karban Pesach. So if that's the case, see, ask the bomba kasha, then Pesach should also not be doicha Shabbos. Yeah, we know the Karban Pesach was born on Shabbos, and Machshirei Pesach, Rebbe Eliezer said in the Mishnah, is doicha Shabbos. Why don't you have the same taina? Why don't you say, Hoyol biyadei lafkiram? So if it's biyadei lafkiram, l'chayr, this was the kasha, he asked Chassam Sofer, says, I understand. If it's biyadei lafkiram, there shouldn't be a problem. So the first thing the Chassam Sofer told, Rabbi David Deutsch was, he says, number one, you have to ask the question differently. It's a geshmak akasha, he said. But you're asking the kasha the wrong way. Meaning, you're presenting a kasha that Pesach shouldn't be doicha Shabbos. Says we learn it from a pasuk that Pesach is doicha Shabbos. So this is his lashon. V'ine hu makshe kushya le'lekenu. You're asking a kasha on the Ebishta? It's a pasuk. Pesach is doicha Shabbos. So Pesach is doicha Shabbos, you can't ask me a kasha that shouldn't be doicha Shabbos. So he says, let's just work with the question. We have to rephrase it. The kasha is fakert. The kasha is that how could the Gemara say a svara hoil biyadi lafkiram? You see, Pesach is also biyadi lafkiram. And Pesach is doicha Shabbos. So it's a pircha on the svara. Good, nice kasha. But it's a pirch on the sweat. The kasha is not Pesach shouldn't be doicha Shabbos. You have to ask a kasha sometimes. The kasha is that how could the Gemara say hoyl be adil afgiron? I have a pircha on hoyl be adil afgiron. What's the pircha? The pircha is Pesach. Pesach is doicha Shabbos. Machshiri Pesach is doicha Shabbos. So Pesach is doicha Shabbos and Machshiri Pesach is doicha Shabbos. So this is a raya. This is a raya that the svar of hoyl be adil afgiron is not a good svar. Either way, this was the kasha that he asked the Chassam Sofer. And the Chassam Sofer said a beautiful teretz. He said, I'm going to tell you the teretz. Says, you know what the teretz is? It's Rebbe Eliezer L'shitasai. Rebbe Eliezer L'shitasai in a Mishnah, in Masechtas Erechin, Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph. The Mishnah over there says, Rebbe Eliezer holds that a person, even though you're allowed to make something hektish, but you can't be makdish all your nechasim. It's also for a person to be makdish all his nechasim. Not only that, you can't even be makdish an entire asset class. So you can't take all your animals and be makdish it. You can't take all your fields and be makdish it. You're not allowed to be makdish, give hektish, one chelek of your nechasim. He learned it from a pasuk. It says, Mikol ha-shaloi, v'loi kol ha-shaloi. May Adam, may behema. You can give some of your behemoths, but you're not allowed to give all of your behemoths. So said the Chassam Sofer, half of a fella. He says, it's beyond it for a person to be mafkir his baget. If you have a shirt, it has dalut kanfa, it has no tzitzis on it. Are you allowed to be mafkir? Yeah, you can be mafkir, you can be mafkir on Shabbos. If you're mafkir, you're going to get yourself out of the chiv to put on tzitzis, and that's where Beleza holds, machshiri tzitzis, not doicha Shabbos. If you have a house, you have a house, it doesn't have a mezuzah. You have a doorpost, one entrance, it doesn't have a mezuzah. Mach. You have a chiv to put a mezuzah on, right? But you can be mafkir your house. No one says you can't be mafkir your house. You're allowed to be mafkir your house. It's okay. You can make something hefker, and if you can make it hefker, you can get out of the mitzvah. So why should machshir and mezuzah be doicha Shabbos? But in order for a person to be potter from Karban Pesach, he would have to have no karka. Zero karka. Which would mean you'd have to be mafkir all your karka. Zokhtech Sam Soifer, who are we discussing? Who holds Machshirei Mitzvah Doicha Shabbos? It's the Tana Rebbe Eliezer HaGadol. Rebbe Eliezer L'shitasai holds an Erechim Chavchez Amid Aleph that you can't be Mafker or your Karka. You can't be Mafker any entire asset class. You can't do it. So if you can't be Mafker or your Karka, you have no way of getting out of the Karban Pesach. You can be Mafker your Bias. Yeah, as long as you have another one. You can be Mafker your Beged, as long as you have another shirt. But to be Mafker all your Karka, that's the tonight. It's not enough to be Mafker a piece of karka, a bag at a house. You'd have to be marka or your karka. That's the time, because once you have a little bit of karka, you're out of business. So Zokta Chsam Soifer, it's Rebbe Eliezer L'shitasai. And he said, that's the teretz of this kasha. Either way, the Chsam Soifer brings this kasha in two places in his tshuvas. He brings it in Archaim, in Kuf Chav Dalet, and that's where he was talking straight to Rav David Deutsch. He sent him the Shaila, and he was mefalful with him in B'muchemta Shal Torah. And this is what he told him. He brought it a second time. The second time the Chsam Soifer brings this is in Yerideya Shintez, and that tshuva was written to Rabbi Yehuda Asad. So Rabbi Yehuda Asad and the Chassam Sofer at Shaka Vatayah. What's interesting is, I mentioned a moment ago, that Rabbi Yehuda Asad himself, in his child's tshuva, Yehuda Yala, was asked this question by Rabbi David Deutsch, and he gave his own teretz to the kasha. We have nowhere near the amount of time we need to go through this problem. But he went and he was mefalful with him. And then he writes afterwards, Shuv achre zeh, ki balti tshuva be'inyin zeh, me hagoyin ma'or hagoyla, me'reinu moshe soifer, av bezen kilas preshberg, neiro yoyer. This is kishmak. So he wrote to Rabbi David Deutsch that I want you to know that I actually got a shayla. I heard the shayla already. I got it from the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer sent me your kasha. So he said, I heard this kasha already. And he wrote back to him, to Rav David Deutsch, what the Chassam Sofer told him, and then he had his rebuttal to the Chassam Sofer's tshuva. So that we're going to have to save for another day. But he wrote back his rebuttal. In other words, you know, we read tshuva sometimes, so Chassam Sofer wrote a tshuva to Rav Yehuda Asad. Rav Yehuda Asad probably had something to answer back, but we very rarely get insight into what the response was. But here we have a little bit of insight, because Rav Yehuda Asad actually told Rav David Deutsch what he wrote back to the Chassam Sofer tshuva, which is printed in Tshuva's Chassam Sofer Yerideya Siman Shin Tazayin. Either way, this is a bomba kachra for Rav David Deutsch that made its rounds. Maybe we'll pick this up in the next daf a little bit, but we'll stop here.